This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Many people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir, yesterday. Troopers from the 6th Battalion of the CRPF launched rescue operations and evacuated the injured to the Community Health Centre in Katra. The team also assisted stranded pilgrims and provided essential medical and logistical support. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the level of River Tavi in Jammu has receded, but River Chenab continues to flow close to the danger mark. In a social media post, the Union Minister said SDRF, NDRF, paramilitary, army and air force authorities are closely coordinating with the civil administration. He said schools and colleges have been ordered to remain closed and the general public is advised to refrain from non-essential movement for their safety. The minister informed that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is personally following up the situation and receiving updates. The Prime Minister has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the landslide. He wished for the speedy recovery of those injured in this accident. In Punjab, the flood situation is turning grim as rivers Ravi, Bias and Satluj are on spate. An alert has been sounded across the flood-affected districts. In Himachal Pradesh as well, normal life has been badly affected due to continuous rain in most parts. Rivers and streams are in spate and incidents of landslides are being reported from many places. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said armed forces must be prepared for all kinds of security challenges, including short-duration conflicts to even a five-year war in view of an unpredictable geopolitical environment. In an address at the Ran Samvad at the Army War College, Mau, Madhya Pradesh, he said the challenges before India are big, but our resolve and courage are even bigger. He said that the world respects us not only for our strength, but also for our dedication to truth, peace and justice.
India has never been a nation that seeks war. We have never initiated aggression against anyone. However, the present geopolitical reality is quite different. Even though we do not harbor any aggressive intent, if someone challenges us, it becomes imperative that we respond with strength. To do so, we must continuously enhance our defense preparedness. This is why training, technological advancement and a sustained dialogue with partners are of utmost importance for us.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Operation Sindoor and Operation Mahadev have sent a clear message to the masterminds of terror about the consequences of playing with the lives of Indian citizens. Mr. Shah today met and honoured the brave personnel of the Indian Army, Jammu and Kashmir Police and CRPF who successfully executed Operation Mahadev and neutralised the terrorists involved in the Pahalgam attack. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister said Operation Sindoor brought satisfaction to the people, but Operation Mahadev transformed that satisfaction into confidence. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesh, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. Also known as Vinayak Chaturthi or Ganesh Utsav, the day marks the beginning of 10-day-long festivities during which people place clay idols of Lord Ganesh at their homes and worship them. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have wished the people on the auspicious occasion of Ganesh Chaturthi. India has said that the killing of journalists in Khan Yunis, Gaza is shocking and deeply regrettable. In response to media queries regarding the loss of lives of journalists, the Ministry of External Affairs said India has always condemned the loss of civilian lives in conflict. It said that the Israeli authorities have already instituted an investigation in this case. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall likely over Odisha, Chhattisgarh, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Madhya Maharashtra, Kerala and coastal Karnataka till tomorrow. Heavy rainfall spell is also likely to continue over northwest India during the next 6 to 7 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.